Let's get into a Sports Zone Aussie update. Support local. AustralianMade.com.au.
Want to have a chat tonight to one of the senior players in the NRL, the West Tigers star Josh Reynolds, who's been good enough to join us from isolation himself. G'day, Josh.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Good. You, like the rest of the world, the players are in a bit of a holding pattern at the moment. How are you holding up?
Yeah, we definitely are, mate. But I'm not going to lie. They're looking to get us back sooner rather than later. So if there's, you know, light at the end of the tunnel, it always makes it that bit easier, I suppose, to get up and get motivated and, you know, do a bit of training yourself and whatnot. So it's been a good week, and we've had a chat. Well, Madge has spoken to all of us. I think we're having a big team chat on Zoom next week or something. So yeah, it's all looking positive.
So this May 28 return, if the NRL receives permission to come back, will there be any hesitation from the players, or are you just desperate to get back?
I can't talk for the whole playing group, but for me, nah, definitely not. I think I seen a quote from Freddie Fittler last night saying, you know, if there's 13 blokes without corona playing 13 blokes without corona, I don't see how it's, you know, dangerous. And I couldn't agree more. You know, I'm not too sure how they're going to, not too sure if they'll test us all or whatever to make sure we're not. But I think obviously going into that, into training 3 weeks prior to the games starting, you'll get an indication of, you know, if anyone's not feeling well or whatsoever, and everyone will want to be on top of that, and I suppose not let anyone slip or whatever through the cracks, I guess.
Do you think you'll just have to get used to the no crowds if that's what most of the season will look like, playing without crowds?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, if you sort of can't get yourself up for a game without a crowd, I know for me it's easy. You know, you're still playing for two competition points, and you're still, you know, playing the game you love. You know, when you're playing, I suppose, New South Wales Cup and those type of, you know, games, if there's only, you know, probably 100 people there or whatsoever. So we've all done it. We've all come through the grades doing so. But now it's obviously just playing NRL. And yeah, it was a bit weird that last round, but I'd rather, you know, play than not play.
So what do your days look like at the moment? Are you training alone? Weights, ball work? What does it look like when you can't be training as a group?
Yeah, so we've been training pretty much twice a day. The Tigers have been really good. They send us out schedules of everything exactly what to do, and set up a little sort of weights, like a gym. I've got a little gym in my garage, and then, you know, I'll have a bit of a break, have lunch, and then head up to the park and do some running sort of by myself. And don't get me wrong, it's not nowhere near as fun doing it by yourself, but when the games are ready to go, you sort of want to hit the ground running, I guess, because like you said before, it's not going to be a normal season, so every game's, you know, a vital one.
I'm not going to go into the detail. People know what's going on, and thankfully it is all over for you. You've been totally exonerated of everything that came before you. But how are you holding up, mate? It's been a terrible few months. You would have been hoping to come back to the NRL by now, and that's now on hold. But how are you doing personally?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good, mate. As you said, you know, I had a fairly, you know, crazy roller coaster I rode for last year and whatsoever, but you know, I've totally forgotten about that, mate. I'm not wasting any more time on that, no more, I suppose, energy. It always sort of slightly gets brought up here and there, and I'm actually very content with where I'm at. You know, I suppose I had someone try and come after my whole image / everything I stood for, and you know, in the end, it went to court, and you know, it was found, you know, nothing. So that's, yep. That's a great, you know, great feeling for me, but I was always very confident. You know, I'd done nothing. I always knew it. So, yeah, mate, I'm in a really good space now. I just need to play some footy and get back out in that field.
And the way you handled yourself throughout was remarkable. And those that know you know how much charity work you do. You're a class act, one of the great players of the NRL. So we'll leave that there. More broadly, though, with the pay dispute and the fact that there was suddenly no revenue coming into the game, do you think professional players used it for a bit of reflection, like almost suddenly there may be no NRL, there may be no salaries, no salary cap? What did that do to your thinking?
Yeah, that was probably, you know, the most daunting side of things, I guess, when it first came out. Worst case scenario, and, you know, the likes of Russell Packer and Chris Lawrence from our team done tremendous work in, you know, getting information out to the whole of the NRL and whatnot. But, yeah, I'm not going to lie, mate, it's very daunting. Like, for myself, I've tried to invest in, you know, in some good ways in throughout my career and whatsoever, and to I suppose sort of find out that could maybe come undone if, you know, we weren't going to get paid fully for the next two or so years, or if contracts weren't going to be, you know, deemed or whatever. It's a scary sight, mate. But in the end, you got to sit down and realise that this is happening to the whole world. It's not just happening to the NRL. And, you know, I feel I've got pretty good gratitude, mate, in a sense of I know I've been very, very lucky to get to where I am today. And, you know, I've got my health. And that's, the most important thing at the moment because, unfortunately, yeah, this virus is spreading throughout the whole world and, you know, taking people's lives, which is so unfortunate.
You're in the second half of your career. Have you wondered what you would do if the NRL stopped or when you eventually retire? Have you had that thought about what comes next?
Yeah, I definitely have. You know, I think you know, I obviously enjoy the media side of things, so I'd definitely love to get into that somehow because I do love the game and I love, you know, talking about the game and calling the game, and, you know, I've done a fair bit, you know, with the greats like yourself. So I think
that was your apprenticeship, mate. You're past that now.
that's my resume. I think obviously I know it's hard because a lot of people do want to do that, but, you know, I feel I've formed some pretty good relationships with some people. And yeah, but if not, mate, I'm a plumber by trade. So if I had to get back on the tools or something like that, I'd be happy to do that. You know, you got to earn a living somehow. So yeah, I've probably had a bit of time to think about that over this last little period. And, you know, in a way, it's probably been a bit of a good thing for me.
Before you go, there's talk today of Quade Cooper possibly coming to the West Tigers. A long way to go, but there has been some preliminary discussions. Is that something you'd support and the players would support? I know he could be in your position, but great player, amazing talent.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, if he wants to play 5'8 or hooker, no. But obviously, mate, he's been a very talented guy. I think he's said it that he's wanted to do it before and whatnot. But yeah, whether he's going to come to the Tigers or not, I'm not 100% sure. I think we're that team now, you know, when people get thrown, you know, that they want to go here or there. Tigers are always they're always going to the Tigers. So, yeah, whether it happens or not, mate. But he's a, you know, very talented player. What position he'd play, I'm not too sure. But, you know, I'm sure he'll sort that out. If anyone wants him, they'll snap him up.
Good to talk. Thanks for your time, Josh. Fingers crossed, May 28, we can get back underway. And all the best to you and the West Tigers.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Josh Reynolds joining us tonight.